ധ്യായാമോദവളാവഗുണ്ടന പതിം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ടിക്കീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിത ശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീ മധുസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീം. So in the previous couple of days, we saw Krishna talking about how we can use the instrument or the equipment given to us, thereby converting it as a tool, as a weapon, as a means towards attaining moksha. So the same thing. So like we also saw many examples about like the same entity, same object, becoming both good and bad depending on how we perceive it, how we are able to use it. So the same applies to the mind as well. Same applies to our the indriyas and the body that has been given to us. So we can use them. We can use them for a good purpose. We can use them in order to attain the goal of Ishvara or moksha. At the same time, we can also use them to degrade ourselves. So degradation of ourselves means like we, instead of realizing, instead of finding out the self or Ishvara, instead of finding out Brahman inside us, when we run behind worldly pleasures, thinking that they are real, so that is what, that is when a person degrades himself. So again, like sensual pleasures are not avoided, or like it's Vedanta doesn't say that we should not have any sensual pleasures. Sensual pleasures are fine, worldly pleasures are fine. So anything and everything is fine in the world, as long as we are able to remember Ishvara, as long as we are able to remember Brahman, anything and everything is fine. So Brahma Bhavam or Brahma Chintanam, contemplation of Brahman, keeping Brahman in our mind, that should be there. That is what determines it. So that is what is important. What is important is not whether we are doing some or the other activities, external state doesn't really matter. What matters is whether we are able to contemplate on Brahman, whether our mind is focusing on Brahman. That is what is important. So when a person is able to progress in the spiritual path, using the mind to contemplate on Ishvara, such a person will attain immense bliss and peace. So that is what Krishna says in the next two shlokas as to who is a yogi, and like it means yogi again, like the state of yoga arudam was explained previously by Krishna himself. So who is a yogi, and like a person like who attains yogam, what would be the state of the person, the experience of the person? Of course, it always helps to understand or keep in mind as to what would be the state, how would be the state. It always helps, because if we are able to keep in mind like what is the state, then we will be able to guide ourselves to achieving that state. So if we are remembering Brahman, if we are remembering Ishvara, then the goal of Anandam, so keeping that in mind, we will be able to progress, we will be able to proceed, we will be able to move towards that goal very easily. Therefore, understanding that state is kind of important. It's not something which is just temporary, or it's not something like that we can ignore. We should keep that in mind. We should have that in mind. So Krishna says in the next two shlokas as to how that state would be chitatmanah prashantasya paramatma samahitah shitoshna sukha dukkeshu tatamana apamaneyo jnana vijnana triptatma kutasto vijitendriyah yukta ityuchyate yogi samaloshtashma kanchanah. So though like there are many definition or many descriptions are given here, if we have to summarize, if we have to encapsulate, or we can say that particular state, then it is like it can be put in one word. The one word as anandam or bliss. So anandam means like another word for anandam is shantam. So shantam means shanti. So shanti means like we always use this word of shanti. I am peaceful. So when will we be peaceful? So when can we be peaceful? So we can only be peaceful. There's only one way to get peace. So the only way to get peace is through negation of duality. So negation of duality or knowing duality to be unreal, sankalpa tyagam, as we saw in the previous one of the previous shlokas. So sankalpa tyagam, or in other words, when we are able to remember that duality is just an illusion, that is when we will be able to experience shanti or anandam. Another words for that is santosham. Many other words are there. Satisfaction, tripti. Many other words like we can use in order to define that state. But it is that state where we are very blissful, very content, very calm, very peaceful. There's no more desires. So yad gatvana nivartante, and there is no return as well. Apta kamasya kaspraha, a person who has attained this state is an apta kama. All his desires have been fulfilled. The person whose desires, all of whose desires has been fulfilled, such a person will not have any desire. Such a person will not have any sorrow as well. So there is no scope for sorrow for such a person as well. There is no scope for sorrow because there is no duality. Dual notion is not at all there. If there is no dual notion, then how can there be any sorrow? There cannot be any sorrow. Duality causes sorrow. Dvitiyat vai bhayam bhavati. So dvitiyat, like dvitiyam, like when we think like there are two, like when this two-ness starts, so when we have this multitude, like when we think or say that there is two-ness or duality, differences. When we perceive duality, perceive differences, so that is when dukkham, fear comes. So fear and dukkham both are the same. Fear causes sorrow. So that would be the state, like that would be the state of a person who has or who visualizes duality or who perceives duality. Perceives duality means who considers duality as real. So we don't have to, like, duality is not at all real. At no point of time duality is real. Duality is not at all real. Even when we think duality is real, duality is not real at all. So duality is not at all real. But if we think duality as real, then we will end up in sorrow. So that's why Kathopanishad says, Manase vedam aptavyam nehananasti kinchana. Know to the mind that there is no duality, not even a little bit. And mrityo samrityam gacchati yaiha nana iva pashyati. He who sees duality as if existing, such a person goes from sorrow to sorrow. Such a person like experiences sorrow. Such a person experiences death again and again. Death again and again means such a person will get such a person will go from like one birth to another birth, suffering in each of those, and the suffering will never end. So that would be the state. So if that should not happen, we should keep in mind that there is no duality at all. So once we start like implementing or start contemplating on this, that there is no duality at all, then like when that happens, then we will be able to remain unaffected by dual notions or duality or differences that are there in the world. So the world is filled with duality, dual notions like heat, cold, happiness, sorrow, like praise, curse. So all those are few of the dual notions that are possible in the world. So such dual notions will not affect a person. Such dual notions will not affect a person at all. A person like who is able to remember that there is only Brahman and Brahman alone exists, there is no duality at all, sankalpa tyagam, such a person, how can such a person have any dual vision? How can such a person get happy or sad? How can such a person like feel cold or warm? Whether it is cold, then also Brahman. Whether it is warm, then also Brahman. But that doesn't mean like when it is very cold, like we should go out and go to the Himalayas like without wearing any dress and then stand there. So that is not what is to be done. We should not do that. So we should not try to test this out. Everything is in the mind, not external. External, as we discussed previously, everything is internal, not external. So internally, like if we have to get rid of cold and warm notions, like if it is very cold, like we have to try to put the heater on, wear some like warm dresses. And like even after wearing warm dresses, like if we are not able to get rid of cold, then like we have to say, oh, it is just the Ishvara. Everything is Ishvara's grace, Ishvara's will. And like saying that, like we will be able to experience immense bliss out of it. So that is how we have to do. Not like it doesn't mean like what when Vedanta says like we have to go beyond all these dual notions. That doesn't mean like we have to experience those dual notions and try to be unaffected by it. Externally, we can like do whatever it takes, but when we try something out externally, so when we try to get rid of the cold feeling, like we try to get rid of it and we are not able to get rid of it, then like we should say, oh, this is Ishvara's will. And if we are able to get rid of it, well and good. But irrespective of whether we are able to get rid of it or not externally, remaining unaffected, remaining blissful. So that is like a witness state, a state where we remain unaffected, just a mere witness to whatever is happening in the world, witness to external activities, witness to whatever is happening around in the world. So mere witness to all those. So that is the state like a person will achieve once sankalpa tyagam is performed. Once the instruments including the mind, indriyas and all have been conquered. So conquering indriyas and all those instruments means focusing them towards Brahman. So even when external activities are being performed, even when we perceive external objects, sense perception, when we see objects, when we experience object, even then like asserting them to be Brahman. So saying that they are Brahman. So that is conquering. So jitatmanaha. So a person like who has conquered all these upakaranas. So a person like who is able to conquer the body, the mind, the indriyas, a person who is able to conquer it, like such a person, prashantasya, such a person like who has got immense peace, whose mind is very peaceful, prashantam. So prashantam means like very peaceful. So it is like in antakarana means shantam, not external. So internally very peaceful. So the person, like there may be mahatmas like amma, like they may shout at another person. So they may, one of Amma's disciple does some mistake, something wrong, like Amma will shout at the person, Amma will scold the person. So all those will happen. So externally, it's not external, internal. Peace is always in the mind. While externally shouting at a person, we'll be able to remain very peaceful internally as well. Oh, that is not at all possible. It is impossible. What you are talking about is impossible. It is not impossible. It is very well possible. It is implemented like by people in the world itself. So people do implement that like when telling lies. So when telling lies, like people will like smiling in front of a person and then behind the back of the person, like scolding the person. So that is something like that happens very common. Like even we would have done that like many times. So that happens very common, like very frequently it happens. And in movies we see like extreme actions as well being taken. The person, like one person might kill another person, one person might harm another person, one person might shoot at another person. So all those happens like very frequently. It happens very frequently, quite common. It is very common, like very commonly it happens. So it happens very commonly. So that means, like, since like it happens very commonly there, so it means it is very well possible. It may take some kind of effort. It might take some practice. So some practice, like we will not be able to, like, overnight, like we may not be able to implement this. So implementing this is also like acting. Acting, like overnight a person will not be able to act. So overnight, like all of a sudden, like if a person thinks he can become Amitabh Bachchan or Al Pacino, it's not possible. Okay, that is hard struggle. It requires a kind of hard work, remaining steadfast. So Nitya Yuktam, so Yuktam. Remaining steadfast in the goal, that is something which is required. That is something which will require constant practice. It's not just 1 or 2 days, for many days. Like even many months or years as well. So as the age old saying goes, Rome was not built in a day. So it won't happen overnight and all. It cannot happen overnight. It will not happen overnight. So therefore, like, we should not expect that it will happen overnight. But like we have to, like, since people are able to implement it, we ourselves are able to implement it partially. Therefore, it is very well possible. It's not something which is impossible. So internally, prashantaha, like a person like who is very peaceful, like internally, like externally, as Shankara says. So externally, activities are being performed like any worldly person. Like activities are being performed like anything, but internally, a person is very calm, very peaceful. So externally, so it is like externally activities, everything is happening, but internally very calm, very peaceful. So external activity, whereas inactive in that, like everything is offered to Ishvara, everything is considered as one Brahman. So then where can there be any action? There cannot be any action at all. Action is not at all possible there. So when a person does that, like when a person is able to do that, Paramatma Samahitaha, such a person experiences the self. So experiences the self means such a person is able to clearly, intuitively experience bliss or Ishvara. Ishvara, Ishvara Darshanam will happen. So Ishvara Darshanam is not like like a four-handed Vishnu comes in front of us. Ishvara Darshanam is not when like Shiva all of a sudden like comes in front of us. So that is not Ishvara Darshanam. Ishvara Darshanam, Brahma Darshanam and Swatma Darshanam, Hridaya Sparshanam. So when our heart is opened, like when our heart opens, which means the inner vision, the true vision of Brahman, Sarvam Brahmamayam, that vision dawns, then we experience Ishvara as our own self. And that experience is not of a particular form. Forms are always limited, we know that. So any form is limited to a particular space. So it is not a form. Ishvara is not a form. Then Ishvara is Ananda Swarupam. So we'll be able to experience Anandam, bliss. So bliss will be the experience. So that is Paramatma Samahitaha. Once a person has conquered the inner equipments. Once a person is very peaceful, which means such a person experiences Ishvara, means Advaita Bhavam, or non-dual thought, contemplation of Brahman never leaves the mind. The mind is always contemplating on Brahman. The mind cannot get away from Brahman. So that is the state. So when that happens, Shitoshna Sukha Dukkeshu Tata Manapamaneyoho Jnana Vijnana Triptatma. So like a Shitoshna Sukha Dukkeshu Tata Manapamaneyoho, like Samaha Samabhavanam. So a person who is able to maintain equanimity or a balance, like a equal vision, seeing like a Shitam Mushnam, like heat, cold, sukham, dukkham, happiness, sorrow, and similarly manam, apamanam, like somebody praises, somebody curses, in all those a person will be able to remain unaffected, remain balanced. So equanimity means like a state of mind where whether good happens or bad happens, a person remains unaffected, a person remains blissful. So that is what like is meant here. So Shitoshna Sukha Dukkeshu Tata Manapamaneyoho. So how does this happen? Jnana Vijnana Triptatma. So how does this happen is like because a person has gained knowledge. Knowledge means like the knowledge or intellectual conviction that Brahman alone exists. So the conviction, the intellect is very clear on this, that Brahman alone exists. So Brahman Sarvam Brahma Mayam. So Sarvam Brahma Mayam Rere Sarvam Brahma Mayam. Everything is Brahman, everything is Brahman alone. So that is being kept in mind. So when a person is able to keep in mind that everything is Brahman, when Brahman is remembered, then when everything is considered, everything is seen as Brahman, then like a person gains like the experience with jnanam. The difference between jnanam and vijnanam is jnanam is just intellectual knowledge, vijnanam is intuitive experience, to put in Ramakrishna Paramahamsa's words. So jnanam means like a person knows milk. So a person knows that milk is like this. So milk is white, milk tastes good, it can be used to it can be used to make coffee and all those. So that is jnanam. Whereas vijnanam is when a person is able to drink milk, or a person who has drank milk, such a person completely knows about milk. So that is vijnanam. So jnanam means like just intellectual conviction that everything is Brahman. Vijnanam means we are always having that jnanam. We are always contemplating that Brahman alone exists, and thereby it becomes a matter of experience. We experience immense bliss. And as a result of that immense bliss, jnanam, vijnanam, tripta atma, tripta atma. Tripta atma means like one whose like desires have completely vanished. So there is no desire at all. Desires are not at all there. So that is the meaning tripta atma. A person who has no desire at all. So no desire, there is no desire at all. So no desire means like there is no desire, like there cannot be any desire. So desires, the more and more like we desire something, like when desires grow in the mind. So when desires grow in the mind, then what happens is like we will be able to we'll be able to experience only sorrow. Because desires can never be fulfilled. Nyajatu kamaha kamana mupabhogena shamyate. Avisha Krishna Vatmaiva Bhuya Yeva Abhivardhate. So the more and more like we try to fulfill desires, the more and more new desires will come in the mind. So it means desires, like we can never put an end to desire. The only way to put an end to desire is by knowing that my very nature is Brahman. So I am Brahman, there is only Brahman existing here. Sarvam Brahma Mayam. When a person is able to maintain this notion, this knowledge, this thought that everything is one Brahman, Brahman alone exists, then a person will attain like tripti. sujnana vijnana triptatma and kutastaha. So when a person is like a when a person is able to like remain content, triptam, so a person who is able to remain very satisfied, fulfilled, such a person remains a mere witness. So mere witness of all, everything that is happening, it will become a kutastha. So kutastha means unaffected, unattached, unacting. So there will be like as long as like we are attached to an action, as long as we are attached to whatever is happening in the world, we will experience dukkham. So, but like if we are like if we are able to keep in mind that everything is one Brahman, and if we are able to become a tripta atma, then we will remain unaffected by whatever happens in the world. So whatever happens in the world, let like earthquakes come, let storms come, let relatives die, let the entire world perish. So let the entire world perish, but still we'll be able to remain very blissful, very happy. So that would be the state. So kutastaha vijita indriyaha. So vijita indriyaha means like because the person has controlled his indriyas. So when indriyas, like when indriyas controlled or conquered indriyas, so when indriyas are not controlled or conquered, then like what will happen is like whatever the indriyas see, the indriyas will want it. So the indriyas are the we can consider indriyas are the arms of the mind. So indriyas are the arms of the mind. So the mind grabs, the mind apprehends objects with or through these indriyas. When the mind is controlled, when the mind is content, then the indriyas are also conquered. The indriyas will not run behind. Indriyas will not want whatever it sees in the world. The indriyas also will be able to experience objects, but not get attached to them. We can consider this like a person driving in a car. So when a person is driving in a car, he sees an accident. So an accident has happened, but though an accident has happened, still like we don't know who the person is. So we don't know like the person, and therefore we may like we may get affected like one moment, like he may say, oh poor person, and then like we will go on our own way. So we'll not stop there and like cry, oh this person died, or this person like is met with an accident. We'll not say anything of that sort because we don't know the person. So that means their witnesshood. So there the indriyas grasp the sense object, sensual perception is there, and it ends there. So generally what happens is when we see objects, we think they are real, so we think they will give us happiness, therefore we perceive them, it goes into the mind, and once it goes into the mind, we will get attached to them. So when we get attached to them, that is when likes, dislikes, as we know, kaman, krodham. So kama, krodham, and then kamad, krodho, vijayate, krodhad, bhavati, sammohaha. Sammohat smriti vibhrama, smriti bramshat buddhinasho, buddhinashat pramashyati. So, kamam krodham, like, and then like we will lose our memory, intellectual discretion will be lost, and finally we'll end up in sorrow. So that is what will happen. So get rid of that, like if we have to conquer the indriya by becoming content in the mind. So when our mind is like very content, when our mind remains like very content, then we will be able to our indriyas will just perceive objects and leave it there. It will not go beyond. It will not run behind objects, get attached to them, and will want them. So we will be able to remain a mere witness, kutastaha, and such a person is yukta ityuchyate yukta. So yukta means one who is established, one who is steadfast, Yukta, one who is steadfast in me or in Brahman, in Ishvara. So steadfast in Brahman means such a person will be experiencing Anandam. And such a yogi, iti uchyate yogi. So he is called a yogi. And such a yogi, samaloshtashma kanchanaha. So such a yogi sees like everything like mud, sand, gold, everything is seen in the same way. So a stone and gold, so they are both appear similar except for the glittering of the gold. So generally like if you are not content, if our indriyas get attached to the names and forms of the world, our indriya differentiates between one object and the other object, the indriyas are not able to perceive everything as one Brahman. When that doesn't happen, then we will get attached, we will like it or hate it. So gold is considered much greater, like better. Gold is generally considered better like than sand or any other thing. So gold is considered better. But if we are able to keep in mind that both are just names and forms of Brahman, then we will not be able to experience any sorrow, or we won't experience, which is good. So we will not be able to experience any sorrow at all, we'll be able to experience bliss. But most of the time we differentiate between objects, we differentiate between things in the world, and therefore we generally experience sorrow. So sorrow or dukkham comes as a result of dual vision, so dvandva bhavam, so our duality. So for forgetting Brahman, like when we forget everything is Brahman, then we will experience dukkham. So if we should not experience dukkham, then the first thing to do is contemplate on Brahman. Know for sure, so intellectually assert, so the mind is itself, like as we saw in the previous day, the mind itself is the bandhu and shatru. So make the mind a bandhu, a friend, by contemplating on Brahman, by focusing on Brahman. In the mind, repeat again and again that everything is Brahman, everything is Brahman, everything is Brahman. So when we are able to repeat that in the mind, when we are able to keep in mind that everything is Brahman, then there will be no, like we will not get attached to one or the other thing. So that means the mind will be controlled. So the mind's very nature is these dual notions. The mind feeds itself with these dual notions. The mind likes like and dislike. The mind likes to like somebody, hate somebody, get addicted to something, get averted to something else. So that is the very nature of the mind. So that is how the mind works. That is the nature of the mind. So that is the nature of the mind. So we have to get rid of that. We have to negate it. We have to get rid of that. And if and once we are able to get rid of it, then, like if we are able to get rid of it, then like we would have controlled the mind. And when the mind is controlled, there is no dvandva bhavam. So there is no dvandva bhavam means there is no dukkham at all. So that is the state like that we have to strive for. And such a person is a yogi. So though it may seem to be kind of very tough, it is not tough at all, as we have been discussing. So it is not at all tough, it is very easy. We generally maintain this witnesshood or non-dual vision with respect to the like certain things in the world. So other than like people whom we know, people whom we are close with, we see everybody as like we are indifferent to everybody else. We don't like or hate like anybody else in the world. So there are many people in the world, like in office, like we may work with hundreds of people. So how many people like are we attached, like we like or we are averted to, attached or averted to? Very few. And the people whom we don't know, we don't really care. So we maintain a witnesshood with respect to them. Earthquakes are still striking in Chile. So, but like we are not affected by it. Why? We are not affected by it because we don't know anybody there. So that means we are able to implement like witnesshood to some extent. So if we are able to experience witnesshood to some extent, then definitely like we will be able to do it permanently. If we are able to do selective witnesshood, selective sakshi bhavam, temporary sakshi bhavam, then permanent is also very well possible. If we can control the mind temporarily, then we'll definitely we can control the mind permanently. So if a person is able to drive one day very well, like one day the person drives the car very well. So if a person is able to drive one day very well, definitely the other days also like a person will be able to drive very well. So, we will be able to. So that is what? Like that is what like we can keep in mind, that like it is very well possible because we are already implementing it. We are implementing it temporarily, we should implement it permanently. So it is very well possible and it is kind of very easy, as we have been discussing. It is very easy because it is all mental, it is all internal. So externally, like we don't have to like remove all our gold ornaments and say, oh, these are one with sand. Okay, so like give it to somebody outside, like, and say that this is sand. Like I need only sand. No, externally, like we need differences. So we cannot just eat sand. So of course there are people like who will eat sand as well, like Krishna. So they are all like Atiya Ashramis. They are beyond like the rules of the world. So we are not yet beyond the rules. Maybe after realization we can do that. But until realization, like we don't have to do that. If we try to do that, like what will happen? Like, oh, mud and food are the same. And then like if we try to eat mud, what will happen? The next 1 week, like we will end up in the hospital. When we are in the hospital and when we are suffering, can we remember Brahman? Can we remember that everything is one Brahman? Advaitam alone is true? Definitely we will not be able to. So we will end up in more trouble, like, or we will cause ourselves more trouble than help. So we should not do that. Externally, like we should never. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara yudhya cha. O Arjuna, therefore remembering me at all times, sarveshu kaleshu at all times, yudhya cha yuddham, do yuddham. So that means like whatever we are supposed to do in the world, we have to do that. If we have to eat, we have to eat. If we have to drink, like we have to drink. If we have to sleep, we have to sleep. If we try to get rid of all those, like, then we will be causing like a problem for ourselves. Therefore, we should not do that. We should never do that. We should never cause ourselves any trouble. So it's not about external. It's not about externally trying to implement this Sakshi Bhavam. But it's all about inner. It's all about like internal. So therefore, like it is very easy as well. So internally, like we don't, the sun, the moon, the world, everything remains as it is. So whatever is external, the same, like externally, whatever is there, like that is the same internally as well. Sorry. Externally, whatever is there, like previously, like before we implemented Vedanta, we started implementing Vedanta, it remains the same. So nothing changes. So everything remains exactly the same. So only the mental state, the inner state changes. So therefore, like it is very easy. It is not, as Krishna says, susukam kartum. It is very easy to implement. It's not at all tough at all. It's not tough at all. It is very, very easy. So it is very simple. It is very easy. So it is very, very easy to implement. But like if we say, oh, I can't do that, then who is to be blamed other than ourselves? Only we have to be blamed. So like we should remember that like this is very easy, which means we should strive. Like we should strive to implement it. We should try to implement at least. If not, like if we are not able to do it like in 1 day or 2 day, then like we should at least try. Like after a few days, like we will very easily be able to implement. So like we will be able to implement very easily. So through constant practice, the more and more we implement, we will be able to experience immense bliss. So as Krishna says here, prashantam. So prashantam, we'll be able to experience immense bliss internally. So bliss, like immense bliss, it's not something that can be expressed in words. It's not something that can be that can be defined or described. It's indescribable. So indescribable peace will prevail the mind, and all those just by remembering in the mind that everything is Brahman. So if we don't do that, as we have discussed previously, if we don't do that, then the instruments will become our enemies. That means they will make us run behind like objects. The more and more we run behind objects, the more and more like we will experience sorrow. So temporarily or momentarily we may experience happiness, but the happiness will be sandwiched between sorrow. So sorrow will be there before the happiness, sorrow will be there after the happiness as well. So therefore, we should not let that happen. If that happens, punarapi jananam punarapi maranam punarapi janani jatare shayanam iha samsare bahudustare. So this samsaram, this samsara sagaram, again birth, again death, for no purpose at all. There is no purpose at all here. So it goes on, it will go on and on and on and on. So where will it end? It will never end. It is never ending. So it will never end. So this means that we have to put an end to it. So it is very tough. Devi Esha Gunamai Mama Maya Turatiya. So this Maya, or Ishvara's Maya, which appears or which is experienced in the form of the world that we perceive, Duratyaya, it is very tough indeed to conquer. It is very tough to conquer. So we know that Shruti Shata Nigamanta Shodakanapi Ahadhanadi Nidarshanena Sadhyaha Kalushayati Chatushpadadhyya Vinnan Tu Agadita Gatana Patiyasi Maya. So even a wise person, even a person who has learned a lot of scriptures, who has wisdom, even such a person will be very easily deluded by Maya. So that is Maya. So Maya is very tough indeed to conquer. But if we are able to, Mameva ye prapadyante, a person who has surrendered completely onto Ishvara. So surrender means it's not just going and falling at the feet of Ishvara. Surrender is also not just offering hundreds of dollars, hundreds of rupees to Ishvara. Surrender is not any of those. Surrender is as simple as keeping Ishvara in our mind, remembering that Ishvara alone exists here, sarvam brahmamayam. So just that chintanam, that thought in the mind that everything is one Brahman, that is prapatti. And when that prapatti is there, mameva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite, such a person will be able to conquer this maya very easily. It will happen instantly. So more and more we remember that everything is one Brahman. So just keeping in mind that everything is Brahman, sarvam brahmamayam, we will experience immense bliss immediately. So that is why many people who have lot of weaknesses, who cannot experience Brahman completely because they still have passions, dual notions are there. So even such people they want to learn Vedanta. So they learn Vedanta. They try to implement Vedanta. Try to going for discourses, going for retreats, and all those they do. Why? Because when they do, when they are able to keep in mind that everything is Brahman, just remembering Brahman, even if it is for one moment, that moment a person will be able to experience bliss. Though it may not be permanent, it will vanish. So that is why in jnanam and vijnanam. So once remembering that everything is Brahman, that is not enough. We have to make it an experience. Experience of Brahman means constantly abiding in Brahman. That is experience of Brahman. So constantly keeping in mind that everything is Brahman. Always having this thought, making the mind asya brahmani ramate chittam. So keeping the mind focused on Brahman at all times, So when that is done, like when we are able to do that, so that is prapatti, and such a person very easily will conquer maya. So maya, like, is not at all a problem. Like maya is very easy to control, maya is very easy to conquer. So maya is the simplest thing to conquer, because maya is under the power of Ishvara. So Ishvara means, like, when Ishvara, the light of Ishvara is there, the power of maya, like, which is just like darkness, cannot exist. So Ishvara owns maya. So when the owner, like when there is an owner, his servant will not stand in front of the owner. The servant will bow down. So when Ishvara is there, automatically maya will vanish. So when we keep Ishvara in mind, when we have Brahma Smaranam, then automatically the world, like prapancho yadi vidyeta nivarteta na samshayah, maya matram idam dvaitam advaitam paramartatah. Gaudiya Padacharya says that if this world, like if you think this world exists and it is posing a problem for you, it is causing it is posing an obstacle for you, then know for sure that it will vanish, because this world is just an illusion. When we are able to remember Brahman, like keep in mind Brahman, then if we are able to keep in mind that everything is Brahman, immediately maya will vanish and prashantam will be able to experience immense bliss. So that is what we will be able to experience. So it is very easy, susukam kartam, as Krishna says. It is very easy. Many people have implemented it. Many people are implementing it. And at least remembering that the goal that awaits us, if we implement this, the goal is anandam. So at least keeping that in mind, we should not let go of this opportunity. So this opportunity doesn't come that often. So there are many people in this world, like, who don't have like any knowledge, who don't have any way to get knowledge as well. There are many people like who don't even have access to knowledge. So people like struggle in the world even without like meeting Mahatmas like Amma. And like after meeting Amma as well, like there are people like who wouldn't know anything about Vedanta. And like there are people like who know Vedanta but will get distracted, as there are many false Swamis, false gurus in the world today. So many people will get distracted. So amidst all those, like we have conquered, like we have crossed over all those, like we have met a Mahatma like Amma. We are learning Vedanta in its true sense. Advaitam, like we know Advaitam is the truth. So many people learn Vedanta, but like what do you learn from Vedanta? What did you learn from Vedanta? I learned that karma has to be done. Krishna says duty is to be done. Oh, another person, like what did you learn from Gita? I learned from Gita that everything is bhakti. And what is bhakti? Bhakti is going to the temple daily. What is bhakti? Bhakti is like singing the Lord's name. Very good, singing the Lord's name is very good. But do you know who that Lord is? No, I don't know. Many people like who know, like even who learn Vedanta, like people who have learned like and by heart the 700 shlokas of Gita, but do they have any peace of mind? They don't have any peace of mind. There is no peace of mind, like there is no peace in the mind. They only experience sorrow. They are not content at all. Like after like giving discourses on Gita, then the next moment, okay, what do you want? I want something to drink. Oh, is tea fine? Oh, no, I like only coffee. So that is how like vasanas, that is how kamam. There is no tripti. So there is no tripti. Well, are you content with the Gita discourse that you gave? Somehow I am not content. Why? There were only two people. Paramartha jokes and says that for Krishna there was only one person to listen, and that one person forgot it later as well. What a listener. So there is no contentment. People, like there are people in the world like who do perform all these like activities, who know Vedanta, but there is no contentment. So amidst all those, like we are blessed that like we have got knowledge. We know Advaitam is Satyam, we know Advaitam is the way out, and we know how to implement Advaitam as well. So therefore we are blessed indeed But this blessing, it depends on the person, on a person, whether a person uses this blessing as a way to his own advantage, to abide always in Anandam, to experience Prashanti, or to experience sorrow, even after getting it. So we should be considered great fools. Like if after even learning Vedanta, we are not using that Vedanta to get Anandam, to ever rejoice in bliss. Therefore, we should not let this opportunity pass by. We should use this opportunity. And as Krishna says, so sukham kartam, it is very easy. Everything is in the mind. In the mind, remembering that Brahman alone exists, sarvam brahmamayam. Then what is this world? This world is namarupam. It is just mithya. It is just unreal. So just keeping that in mind, externally doing whatever activities we have to do, yatkaroshi dashnasi, yajuhoshi dadasiya, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, tat kurishva madarpanam. Any activity, just performing it, Ishvara arpitam naichyagratam. Performing it as an offering to Ishvara, when we do that, we will be able to experience immense bliss. And Shankara says, nandati nandati nandatyeva. So we will become a true yogi who will not differentiate between anything internally. So anything that happens, like a person will be able to ever rejoice in bliss. So may Amma bless us so that we may be able to become such a yogi in this very birth itself. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.